You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Right now, the top trending topic is draft day. The three-day NFL event begins, is it 3 days? Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, tonight's the first round.
Tomorrow night's the
second and third, and Saturday is the rest of the draft. The last four or five rounds, whatever it is.
I have been counting the days until this. Not because I'm excited about watching or anything. I'm just tired of hearing about it. They start doing these mock drafts and everything on all the sports media the day after the national championship game, or even before sometimes. And it's just like there's nothing other than you guessing what it's going to be. And they're just filling space. You're filling holes. You're just filling holes.
It should be fun tonight, though. Caleb Williams will go number one to Chicago. And after that, who knows? Kind of a free-for-all.
You guys enjoy watching this song?
I do.
The first round till I have to go to bed. If I were a team, I wouldn't draft Caleb Williams. He's a big old crybaby crying in his mama's bosom up in the stands when he lost the game.
I'm excited to see two LSU players tonight, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers, where they're going to go. Both projected to go in the first round.
Is Jaden Daniels' elbow any better after that? I saw that picture.
Yeah, it just looked weird.
That was the most messed up thing I've ever seen on a person. It was weird. But another sports story was trending all day yesterday. It was the top trending topic for most of the afternoon, and that's Reggie Bush. He's getting his Heisman Trophy back.
Good. So, we've got Bush. We've got Reggie Bush.
So they stop me if I'm wrong, but they took it away from him because he got some benefits from the school, like including a car and a couple $1,000s.
Which was illegal at the time.
Yeah.
Now it's not. Now it would not be considered illegal. He would be able to get NIL money, so they're giving him his Heisman Trophy back.
They called it pay to play in an article I saw.
Yeah.
And radio has a similar thing. Like, you're not allowed to take gifts and things from record companies. But should you be able to take gifts? I mean, if what's the difference between the college one saying it's okay and radio saying it's still not okay to do that? It seems to be the same thing.
Oh, there's a lot more involved. It's a whole big involved process.
I don't think it should be that way in radio either. That's just an overreach of the government.
That's the way it seemed to me. It's like, well, yeah, it maybe is a little unfair.
They say because it's the public airwaves, it should be handled differently.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's the thought is the public airwaves, the FCC, the whole thing.
That's dumb, too.
Yeah. So Reggie Bush was the top trending topic all day yesterday. And then Taylor Swift has reason to celebrate. Her new album has set another Spotify record, if that's possible. It became the most streamed album in a single day with more than 300 million streams, but now it's surpassed 1 billion streams over a week. So 31 tracks. If you just listen to it one time, that's like 1 billion hours. So,
but think about it. That's stunning. A billion streams in a week. Of the entire album. That's less than a week. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Unreal.
So we're saying she's not going to go away anytime
soon? She is not going away anytime soon. No.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
What's the negative part about being Taylor Swift or being mistaken for Taylor Swift? We'll tell you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So, Taylor Swift, I don't know if you've heard of her or not. She is the 30-something-year-old woman that sings high school songs and hangs out at the locker talking about her ex-boyfriends being icky now. But a lot of people, I mean, I'm noticing more and more people liking her and what she does.
Right.
She's becoming pretty popular, I think. So you would think that if somebody were mistaken, like kept saying, hey, you're Taylor Swift, aren't you? That a 19-year-old woman would think that that was a cool thing. Like, oh, no, I get that all the time, though. People think that I'm Taylor Swift. And it's not because she looks like Taylor Swift. This is because this is a woman in Scotland whose name is Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah. And she is a musical performer herself. And so she's being interviewed, and the interviewer asks her what the negative things about being mistaken for Taylor Swift are, the Taylor Swift. And I think she said it pretty plainly here, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, when I'm going out, I need to take my ID everywhere with me. Nobody believes my name ever, like, in relationships and all that. Nobody's ever believed my name. Taxi drivers, when I go in like a taxi and that, like, they'll say, oh, I have Taylor Swift in my taxi, because it'll come up because of my Apple Pay. So they'll be like, oh, I'm going home to tell my grandkids Taylor Swift is in my taxi, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, see? Wait. Yeah, couldn't be spoken any better, I don't think. Something I completely
about being,
agree.
Did I catch something about being in the taxi?
Yeah, that the end of it.
And they tell their grandkids Taylor Swift is in the taxi.
At the end of it, I understood, but I was editing this earlier, and I was like, I don't know if there's a curse word in here or not.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Couldn't have said it better myself.
When I'm going out, I need to take my ID everywhere with me. Nobody believes my name ever, like, in relationships and all that. Nobody's ever believed my name. And taxi drivers, when I go in like a taxi and that, like, they'll say, oh, I have Taylor Swift in my taxi, because it'll come up because of my Apple Pay. So they'll be like, oh, I'm going home to tell my grandkids Taylor Swift is in my taxi, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, so there is road rage, and then there's just some crazy, crazy road rage that ends up wasting a lot of good food. What happened in Indianapolis? You're going to be shocked. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
When I first started reading this story, I got to admit I was taking the wrong direction of it. I thought this first woman was just being a whiny butt. But it's a woman in Indianapolis had to call 911 around 5 o'clock in the evening. And she was reporting that she had been victim of quote unquote road rage. She was concerned because she had her 3 kids in the car and she's also pregnant. Ooh. And, the headline of the story is kind of misleading because it just says a road rager threw spaghetti at a pregnant woman. Okay. So I'm thinking, all right, so you got into it and somebody threw some spaghetti out the window at you. So it, does that really constitute road rage and putting your life in danger? And then I read on, you know, I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions. She told the police that she was turning right when the other driver turned left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake checked her, flashed a gun, and tailed her. The other driver, also a woman, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her, and it covered her and her car. And the woman, just to add a little bit of insult to injury, I don't think this was a big deal, sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her.
Wow.
So it wasn't just throwing spaghetti out the window. Like, I just picture there being an order of spaghetti in the seat, like a to-go order. I didn't eat all of it at the Olive Garden. And she just reaches in and flings it out the window, and it splashes back on the lady's car. Because, you know, we know a lady that used to throw pennies out of her car if somebody was messing with her.
Yeah.
She worked for us, and she was from like the real inside New York, not upstate or anything, but she said that's what they did. I'm like, okay, I've known a lot of New York people, and they've never said that they throw metal out the window at people when they're having a little bit of a dispute in traffic. The woman's name that has been arrested, a.k.a. the accused, is Sheila Pride.
That's a good name, Sheila Pride.
Sheila Pride. And the police tracked her down. They claim, then she claimed that the other woman was the aggressor. You know, the one that jumped out and made Sheila sideswipe her and point a gun at her. The other woman didn't have a gun. She didn't have anything but a nasty windshield and spaghetti all over her. Now, I'm wondering if she threw the container, because it was in a styrofoam container, I think.
Yeah.
Did she throw the container, or did she just reach in and grab a handful of spaghetti with red sauce and just fling it? It'd be better visually for me if she just flung a handful of spaghetti.
That's what I'm
But I picture it window, just, maybe it's because she sideswiped her, passenger window down, like you said, TJ, there's just a container in the seat, passenger seat. She just grabs it and flings it out the window at her and hits her car, and spaghetti goes everywhere, kind of shatters.
Yeah. So either way, they have diffused the situation a little bit, and I guess she'll be going to court. She also, if you want to go look up the story, you can find her mugshot, and she has the neck of a redwood.
Oh.
I mean, that neck is like this. The rest of her is normal size, but she got a neck. Like, yeah.
Sure. You're traveling with spaghetti. It looked like she was storing
spaghetti in that neck. Bless. But that's not part of the story. Just my selfishness, that's all.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So what is the new term that the kids are using on the internet to describe someone who's overweight?
Big backed.
Okay.
Big back activity.
Right.
Okay.
When you go and get, you know, donuts and it's, you know, Wednesday night after dinner, you're like, that's a big back activity. Do you really need to be doing that? Excessive, you know.
I like it though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Got a big back.
I guess, because if you saw them actually doing it, you saw them from behind, you're going to have a big back.
Yeah.
So is it just used that way? Is it's a big back activity, or do they look at somebody and go, oh, he's big backed? Or I'm acting like a big back.
It's pretty widespread, so I think they're using it in a bunch of different ways.
Okay, because I want to know how to be self-deprecating and be cool with the lingo at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can refer to myself as big-backed.
Yeah. People put, like, throw pillows in their shirt, like, behind them, and then they, like, stomp into McDonald's, like, I'm on some big-back activity today. Yes, you are.
So what age group do you think is using that?
I don't know. Probably Gen Z, millennial.
Yeah, it's pretty predominant on TikTok.
So yeah, it's
exactly. Okay, so millennials too?
I think so.
Because, you know, usually they're like oil and water, the Gen Z and the millennials.
Yeah, I learned it from a millennial friend of mine. So
yeah, well, that may mean that he's saying that you might be. Are you older than him? And then he is?
Like a year older.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the Gen Xers and the Boomers need to use it as well. Tell your parents with these to start calling people big back around the retirement community.
Everything my dad does is a big back activity. Everything.
Okay, well, I got to work that in then. But I don't want anybody to think I'm just trying to be cool like the young people. I want them to know that I'm using it in jest as a self-loathing comic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a big back activity. When you go to Olive Garden and order that cup of Alfredo for your breadsticks, that's a big back activity. Okay.
Well, classic example.
Is that worse than, my son the other day running home and getting his hockey jersey so he could get a buy one, get one free at Chipotle. And he got two build your own burritos. He said the guy, when he was ordering it, said, yeah, I want two with the double tortilla, so they'll wrap it in two tortillas, and the guy goes, okay, you want four tortillas? He goes, yeah, and he was laughing about it. I said, if that would have happened to Riggins would have come across that counter and said, don't you worry about what I'm ordering, what I'm eating,
just wrap my burrito, my man. I said what I said.
You don't need to know whether I got somebody else eating with me or anything else.
But order just
mind your business.
But
order
two burritos that it involves four tortillas. That's a big back activity, definitely, right there.
Right, and then you got to have a strong back to pick both of them up at the same time. They were huge.
You're not kidding.
All right, so good. I'll use that with when I'm hanging around the young people today at the park.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So today is a very special day for a couple of reasons. Today is the beginning of the NFL draft day. So it is the top trending topic. Ace and TJ have said that they're very excited to watch a little bit. It starts late, though, doesn't it? I mean, you're not going to be able to watch too much of it.
I won't be.
It's at 8 Eastern. I'll watch probably the first hour or so.
I watched it a couple years ago when they did it in Miami.
Yeah.
Or where was it? Where they got off the boats? Or was it Vegas? In the middle of the fountain?
That was too much. It's gotten a little bit too much, but they're doing it in Detroit tonight, so I'm curious to see how they set it up.
I mean, it's beginning to look like WrestleMania. I mean, they've got these long red carpets and the entrances and the lights.
Yeah,
and the
walkway and all that has become, to me, it's become a little bit, it takes too long to get the players up there. Let's kind of get it going.
And do they still wear stupid outfits?
Yes.
Really stupid? Yes.
Some do, clowns. Some don't.
Most of them look like clowns.
One guy wore a crop, like a suit with a crop top a few years ago. I remember that was a viral outfit.
Ezekiel Elliott did it, right?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, that's who it was.
I mean, look, he was in good shape, but still a crop top with a suit. It's an interesting look to pull off.
Any skin showing underneath a blazer or suit coat other than your Adam's apple and right below is wrong. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. If you walk up to an event that's dressy enough for you to be wearing a sport coat or a suit jacket and you don't have a full shirt on underneath it, then you need to get back in the car and go home.
And odds are, in this case, it's the biggest moment of your life.
Right.
It is the thing you've worked for literally your entire life.
We had a guy come to this formal event we used to do one year. He was a friend of somebody that was close to the show, and he showed up in a jacket with no shirt on underneath it. Mm. He looked ridiculous. And because he was in shape, really, he was trying to show that off. But you're trying too hard for that.
Trying too hard.
Yeah. You go do a TikTok dance.
So the draft is trending. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back, and said no one can take away what God is giving you. And so he seems to be very excited about getting his Heisman Trophy back. What else is going on? Today is also special because it's National Take Our Sons and Daughters to Work Day. It's important. Why did it?
I thought there were two separate days. I thought there was a take your daughter to work day and then a take your son to work day.
There might be, and now this is the third one.
Oh, National, okay.
Oh, God.
National take you all take your them, kids to like work.
If you've got four kids, you got to take them all to work today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Were you able to participate with your parents growing up?
Oh, they didn't do that.
They didn't have that. We were kids. Yeah.
Take your kids to work day?
It started out being take your daughters to work day because, they were trying to get more girls interested in the business world and stuff. Like, we needed that. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. And then it went to take your kids to work day and take your dogs to work day and whatever.
I wish we had that.
But I was at my dad's office all the time anyway. And my mom was a school teacher, so I couldn't go with her because I was in school.
And you were actually working.
And my dad was in the military. They don't play that.
Yeah, right. Let's keep the kid out of the armory. That makes sense.
Yeah, don't tell him to go play in that closet.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not the craziest true crime fan out there. I don't follow a lot of the biggest stories in the country. But this one caught my eye, and there's a major update this week. A shocking story. We're going to share it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Huge thank you to Richard Ticato for sponsoring the Ace and TJ Show. Love that guy. He's a mortgage expert and one of Ace and TJ's personal friends. And he can help you buy a home, refinance, open a home equity line. He's great. He's got a lot of options for you that the banks just don't have. So whatever your mortgage needs may be, Richard Ticato can help. HomeWithRichard.com, or you can give him a call. He will help you out.
Yeah, we were supposed to hang out with him yesterday, but he obviously got a better offer. He said, we'll do it next week.
I got things to do, man.
Got a much bigger name on the other line.
Maybe. HomeWithRichard.com if you're interested. He's great. So I don't follow a lot of the true crime stuff. I know TJ's sort of our resident true crime expert, and he was into true crime way before it became this sort of, I don't know what you would call it, part of the cultural zeitgeist.
Fiber of America.
Just like it really is.
Just like everything else.
Yeah,
I mean, I was ahead of everything.
You were the trendsetter with the true crime stuff.
And everything.
So are you kind of fading out of it now that it's gotten so popular?
No.
You're still kind of into it?
Yeah, I just don't talk about it as much.
Okay.
Because I don't want people to think I'm a, Johnny come lately.
Yeah. Well, I am a Johnny come lately because I don't pay attention to a lot of those things. But this one really blew my mind because there was a sentencing this week. A man named Che An, he's from Lacey, Washington. He was just sentenced to 13 years in prison for attempting to kill his wife.
Oh.
And a lot of the a lot of the attempt was captured on a neighbor's security home camera. And what he did, he was divorcing his wife, and they got into an argument, and he stabbed her multiple times, taped her wrists together, taped her legs together, and then dug a 19-inch hole a short distance from their house and buried her alive. And she survived, managed to make a 911 phone call from her Apple Watch. So she lived to tell the tale. She was in the court this week during sentencing. Obviously still very upset about the whole ordeal.
She's not over it yet.
She's not quite in a place where she's ready to forgive him. But he pled guilty to second degree attempted murder on his estranged wife. But I mean, it was a 19-inch hole, so I was picturing that, and she managed to place the phone call. She had her mouth taped and her eyes taped shut and still managed to make the 911 phone call. The phone call is on the internet, and all you hear is this muffled, and the 911 operator is going, okay, we're sending you help. Just stay on the phone. And she can't. I mean, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying. Stabbed, taped up, buried alive, and yet survives. It's incredible.
I know it's being buried alive is one of the biggest the things I think would be one of the worst ways to die.
Horrible.
Yeah. But she's already stabbed too.
Stabbed, yeah. Taped up, and she's got a pain in the butt ex-husband to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's a tough old girl right there.
You're not kidding.
She won't have to deal with him for long.
He's going to jail.
He's going to be put away for a long time.
Don't you think you bury somebody alive, you get more than 13 years in prison?
You would think.
You stab them, tape them up, and bury them alive? Yeah. 13 years?
It Lacey Washington. It seems like there should at least be a 2 or 3 in front of that sentence.
I think he should be buried alive.
Yeah, I do too. I think somebody should attempt to murder him the same way.
I agree.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So yesterday I did something I don't often do. I went home and I made a pot of coffee. Like an old school pot of coffee, and I drank a good portion of that coffee. I don't know why, I was just in the mood for it. And by the time our business manager, Adam, called, I was firing on all cylinders. I mean, I was lit up.
What time was this?
I don't know, 3:30?
So you're just jacked at 3:30 in the afternoon.
I am wired. I mean, I don't know why I did that. It's just I didn't have any tea. So I was like, I'll have a cup of coffee. And I was like, well, might as well make a pot. So I am flying. And when he calls, our business manager, Adam, I like talking to him, but he is not chit-chat about personal life. He is like down to business. I've got things to discuss with you, A, B, C, you know, 1, 2, 3, let's go. And it just so happened he caught me on the right day to do that, because I'm like, yes, A, B, C, A, 1, 2, 3, move. And I think it kind of, he was a little startled by it. So he tried to get me off the phone quicker. I don't know. I was like, Adam, whatever you say, man, let's do it. Let's work on it. I think this is a masterpiece of yours. I mean, he was spinning and so was I. But I think he forgot something, because later he emailed me. He was like, you were so excited today. I wanted to share a bit idea with you. And when he wants to share a bit idea with me, I'm all ears. And I think you guys might be too. You've known him a long time. He's a radio expert. So he said, here's a little fun fact about me. I have not had a soda since the 1900s. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. What have you not done since the 1900s? I thought, you know what? I will do that today. So what have you not done since the 1900s? Wow.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It sounds medieval, but it's really not that long ago. I mean, it's 24 years ago.
24 years ago.
So what have you not, it just sounds fun. What have you not done since the 1900s?
I don't think I've driven a standard shift vehicle.
Oh,
I think since the 1900s.
That's good.
Good point. Yeah, I got rid of my standard in 98. It was the last time I had one.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this yesterday, but I haven't ridden a bike.
You haven't ridden a bike since the 1900s?
Since the 1900s. Come on, I got my license in 1999, and I never looked back.
Are you kidding? I'm blown away, Rod. I thought you were a young Lance Armstrong in there. Hey.
Ridden a bike.
So what is it?
Shocker.
What do you have? Sounds really old, but it's really not that long ago. What have you not done since the 1900s at the Ace TJ Show? You could be anonymous if you want to, but we will get your answers coming up next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
On the Ace and TJ Show.
Sorry, I forgot to turn the microphone on.
Okay. You put your hand up. I was like, you have a question?
Hang on a second.
Question time is at the end.
Again, yeah, I heard you talking. I was like, what is wrong? Oh, I didn't turn the microphones on.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, one of the great things about working on the Ace and TJ Show is that it gives me the platform to help shine my light to the world. But it's a lot of fun, and we get to make jokes. But we also get to help out a lot of people through our charity, Peyton's Promise. So if you have never donated or want to donate again, we would love to have your donations, peytonspromise.org. Or if you'd like to be a sponsor of Peyton's Promise, we're also always happy to work with great people interested in giving back to the community. So peytonspromise.org if you'd like to learn more about our great
charity. That's how we do breaking and entering Christmas, first quarter of the rest of your life. We just change somebody's life with $10,000. What else we do? Last year we did a lot of things at people's homes. We redid a couple of houses and built a ramp for somebody who's for a 12-year-old girl who suffered a stroke and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, peytonspromise.org. We were talking about, I haven't blanked since the 1900s. Our business manager, Adam, hasn't had a soda since the 1900s. And that's super impressive. I think anybody that can go that long when they love something is impressive. So what have you not done since the 1900s? Rob hasn't ridden a bike since the 1900s. TJ hasn't driven you didn't call it a stick shift. You called it
a standard shift. Same as a stick shift.
Since the 1900s. So what have you not done since the 1900s? Angie on Facebook at the Ace TJ Show says, I haven't intentionally listened to Ace of Base since the 1900s. That's an excellent answer. Because that doesn't really pop up.
Yeah.
You know, on the radio or in movies. You know, Ace of Base, I saw the sign.
Come you on. Might hear the song somewhere. But you don't seek it out. You're around the house and you got your phone. You know what? I'm going to put on some Ace of Base.
Yeah, I want to hear that. I saw the sign.
Last week I did. I looked up Ace of Base to hear a song.
Yeah. Did you really? Swear?
I promise because it was on an X-Men cartoon last week. And I wanted to listen to it again.
Of course.
What, Rob?
They played an Ace of Base song on one of the new episodes of a X-Men show I was watching. And I was like, you know what? I love Ace of Base. I'm going to go listen to him.
Nice.
Yeah. Of all the things to come up with, that's not what I would have expected.
I mean, he's just a big fan of the Swedes in general.
Yeah.
I love them. Love them, love them, love them. Yeah. Cynthia said, I haven't went sledding down any hills since the 1900s. That's good. You probably haven't sledded in a long time if you're an adult.
I have, and that can be dangerous when you're an adult.
Is it still fun?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. It was a blast. Sledding. It was really fun.
Yeah, good. A lot of people say they haven't ridden a bike. Kelly said, I haven't attempted to do a cartwheel since the 1900s.
Ooh.
Oh, I was never able to do a cartwheel. But I know it would not be a good scene if I tried one.
I could do one right now.
Get out.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Okay.
You can do one?
Yeah.
Could you do one right here, DJ? Is there enough room right here to do one?
Oh, yeah.
Who would that like?
Mm-hmm.
Will you do it?
Yeah. Right now?
What?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have time right now.
Yeah, we got like... Yeah.
Well, we take a break and we can come back and he can do a cartwheel.
I'm supposed to do Now Trending next, but I promise you this. I would much rather watch you do a cartwheel than do Now Trending. Maybe we can do both or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want it to be on video, though.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll do it over here.
Because I know my belly will show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How exciting. How exciting. We'll do this next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So this is where we talk about all the hottest things in the country, but we are postponing that for just a second.
No.
Because we just talked about things you haven't done since the 1900s, and somebody said, I haven't attempted a cartwheel since the 1900s. And TJ said, I could do a cartwheel right now.
Yeah.
I want to see this, TJ. TJ is about to do it.
He's really good at this stuff, though. You know, he's very flexible from being a punter and all that, but what makes you think, have you tried a cartwheel recently, TJ, in years?
No. Okay.
Oh, God. He's.
I've never done a cartwheel in my life. Never. I don't think.
Not once.
I'm way too tall.
We may need to move this back.
All right. So he's going. He's moving a light out of the way. He said the only rule was he's not allowing us to film it.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here he goes.
TJ does a cartwheel.
I'm going to break my watch.
He's going to take his watch off. Okay. Here he goes. He's in the room about to do a cartwheel.
Oh, he did. Very nice. Very nice. He did it. He nailed that one. Good for
I mean,
you.
It wasn't pretty, but I didn't fall or anything.
Yeah, I mean.
Or was that more of a round off?
I mean, close enough.
I think if you're more.
Are we being technical?
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's close enough to a cartwheel for my taste.
If you're more vertical than you are horizontal, I think it qualifies as a cartwheel. I saw the feet up in the air.
Yeah. To me, close enough to count as a cartwheel.
Absolutely. Wow, that was impressive.
You got further in a cartwheel than I ever have in my entire life.
He could still stand in that doorway and kick the doorway with his toes up over his head like from punting. That's how flexible he still is.
I've seen him do the high kick. I've never seen him kick the top of the door frame, though.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Y'all think the urgent care is open yet? I might have some ligament damage in my wrist now.
Oh, is your wrist a
little? Yeah, because I've never since the 1900s, I've never done a cartwheel with putting that much weight on my hands.
Oh, Rob is going to Neogenics.
Yeah.
The stem cell clinic place. And they go, just go with Rob. Get that free consultation.
Hi, I'm Rob. And they're like, you don't look like Rob. Don't worry about it. Just help me in my wrist. Yeah, so there's some things that are trending. You can go find them on the internet. How about that?
We're going to get into some mysteries within your very own neighborhood next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Got a mystery in my neighborhood. It's some real life true crime stuff. It's not really that bad, but I live on a very busy street. And several times a week, there is a woman who is parked right down the street from my house where the woods are, right in front of the woods. And she's in like a Jeep Grand Cherokee, window down, sitting out there smoking on the phone. And maybe every other time, every third time, there's a guy sitting in the car with her smoking. And they'll sit there for like, she'll sit there for an hour by herself. Hours if the two of them are sitting down there. I'm like, and I'm dying to know what's going on. Like one Saturday morning, I was leaving to go to the gym and she said, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And she's sitting there smoking barefoot, one foot sticking out the driver's side window.
Oh, wow. That's a redneck queen right there. Like,
what is happening down there? But I can't just go up and, you know, excuse me, I'm just curious. What's the deal? Because at first I thought she must leave work, come out here and smoke or something, then go back. But it seems like she's there for, you know, you don't take an hour and a half off of work just to sit and smoke and talk on the phone or something. What is more to, who's this guy that sits with her every few times?
I think she's probably seeing somebody she shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Or talking to him on the phone if he's not with her.
Maybe that's it. That's what we've speculated, that if he's not there, that's who she's talking to on the phone. Because when I drive by, I always kind of take a glance, and it's like she's on the phone smoking.
Ugly people?
Hard to get a good look, but I would say I mean, sound like it. Not a model.
Sound like it.
But this is a common theme, I think. What is the mystery in your neighborhood? What is the thing that you're like, Regan? You live in the suburbs. Do you have is there anything in your neighborhood that you're curious? Like, what's going on with this? Like, what's the story with that? TJ didn't have it because you live in a, it's more of a, not really a neighborhood, right? The house is more spread out a little bit more. And, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of country.
Yeah. Do you have, well, and Rob doesn't even, you don't even know what's going on in your neighborhood, do you, Rob?
I've tried not to.
Right. There you go. What's the mystery in your neighborhood? We've already got some answers. And a couple of them, I'm like, now I want to know what's happening in their neighborhood. At the Ace TJ Show. We'll get to them next. Hang on.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You see it all the time. You just wonder, what's going on? Perhaps you talk about it with other neighbors. What's the story over here? So at the Ace TJ show.
Ace, you ever wonder if you are the mystery of your neighborhood?
Yeah, could be. I think it could be. I get it. Like, who's with that old guy with that young hot girl? What's that about with that baby?
Yeah.
What's the story there? I know most all my neighbors, though. I know everybody.
I think I'm probably a lot of times the mystery of that because I don't talk to people and I'm not out much and stuff like that. And then Jody's the opposite. Yeah. Like she's married to a shut-in.
Yeah. Yeah. We know. Yeah. I think I know everybody. We see everybody all the time. They see us out walking all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure
my neighbors are doing the same thing.
We walk a lot. Always walking.
Okay. It's good for your old bones.
You want to go for a quick walk around the block? I don't, but okay. Anyway, one lady said, keep me anonymous. There's a single man on my street who takes his trash cans away from his house in the back of his truck, held closed with bungee cord. He has never put them out on the curb on trash day. He comes home with them dripping wet like he's taking them to a car wash. When the house between hours was empty, he would put some sort of trash in the trash can and put it at the curb, but still took his away and brought them back wet. Mm. We've been neighbors for 20 years. He has never once had an overnight guest. And there has only ever been a vehicle besides his own in the driveway less than 5 times and only briefly. He's never been married, according to a high school classmate. No kids, definitely no pets. He hates pets and is obsessed with staying fit. We are, all caps, dying to know what's in those trash cans.
I'll tell you. He's probably in there doing his own butchery and getting lean cuts of meat and chicken and stuff like that. And when you put that in the garbage can, it stinks really badly if you don't take it somewhere else and then wash the cans.
Solved. It actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, especially if he's fit all the time.
Super fit.
Yeah, he's buying organic meat and maybe slaughtering it himself in there.
But that is weird.
That's pretty solid.
He never puts his trash cans out. They're wrapped in bungee cord in the back of his truck, and then he takes them off. They come back wet. Hmm. This lady said, I just like this one. A man in my neighborhood walks his cat on a leash every day at 5:30 with a cardigan tied around his shoulders and a glass of white wine. No mystery, but we all sure talk about it.
Oh. What a scene.
Yeah. Yeah, that's paints a pretty good picture. You're like, every day at 5:30, he's got his cat on a leash.
Like, what are you trying to solve here?
Yeah, there's nothing to solve. They're just... seem like they're just curious. Want everybody to know about it. So we've got more of these coming up. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
What's the mystery in your neighborhood? What could that possibly be? We got so many of these. This lady said one of our neighbors sleeps in his car. I think he spends most of his time there because he's either getting high in it or sleeping in it. He's not the homeowner, but maybe an adult kid or a grandkid or something. The couple that lives there is sweet as can be and always friendly. But if that's their kid or their grandkid, they would make him sleep outside in the car?
Like he just chooses to because he gets out there and he's so high, he just drifts off.
You get to come and take a shower or something, then he goes back out there and sleeps in the car?
That is weird.
Brandy said, we have neighbors who leave their car doors open just randomly when no one is around or in the car. She goes, it's really odd. Sometimes the car is just running with all the doors open outside.
Well, maybe that's so the dogs can get in there and take a nap.
You know what?
You know, country people do that. They'll drive the truck up in the yard and just leave the doors open for the dogs to get in there. You never heard of that, Rick?
Audrey said, we used to have a guy and his wife that lived by us, and he would eat in his car all the time in the driveway, just sitting in the car and eating, plate and everything. Reason this was weird to us, the reason we thought it was because he was a skinny, tall man, and his wife was really big. And we thought maybe she would eat all the food and he would get nothing, so he would take his plate and go sit in the car. I know that's really mean, but that's what we thought.
Maybe he was eating fattening stuff and he just didn't want to tempt her because she may have been trying to diet or something. So she could go outside.
Yeah, she said she was a stay-at-home wife. They had no kids. He was the only one working. I do need to add something. The same woman would walk outside and walk her dog in her lingerie.
What?
Wrong. What? Okay.
Lingerie.
Can you do that outside walking your dog in your lingerie? Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody call the cops, be like, hey, we got a lady in her lingerie out here in front of these kids.
As long as it covers up, you know, everything that a swimsuit would cover.
The bits, as it were.
Okay. I guess. It just seems so in that same house, you got a lady walking her dog in her lingerie and the husband taking his plate and sitting in the car to eat every day.
Yeah. Sounds like they're meant for each other.
Yeah. Healthy.
Wow.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.